Okay, now we're good.
Okay, so we have this little ARDL application from Bradley K. Guymon, and I'm going to have the board go over this, and I have to abstain from the any further conversation about
Except it. For that, this pivot that crashed?
No.
I tried calling Carl Palmer. He never answered his phone today. Left a message with him. Hopefully he'll get back to me.
This says irrigation culinary well. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Culinary.
If it's culinary, we're
out.
Culinary means it's not in our purview, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If he were different, then maybe we'd probably
I guess that's why he's got it irrigation and culinary.
Mm-hmm. Well, second page.
You know, we had one of these a few years ago.
What if he were in a stock watery?
Well,
we probably have to.
Yeah, and a few years back, we required an applicant to change his water right to just strictly livestock. Remember? Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do it. We turned him down. That was up on that was up by the sea up there. He wouldn't change it over because it eventually turned into a subdivision water. So we can actually, you guys have the clout to be able to have him change his. If it's strictly an agricultural water, you can have him change it over.
Change the
to ag.
But I guess he says he's already drilled the. I didn't bring my glasses. So it's been installed.
Has he got a well all the
time? Tyson, are those just readers?
Yeah.
Can I see those?
Thank you.
Make me laugh right now.
New well has been installed, drilled. This loan will enable me to purchase and system and get it installed.
Yeah,
it is tied.
Wording's a little goofy.
But it's tied to 100 acres.
Yeah.
Which one's the Palmer Farm?
Palmer Farm near Cedar.
Carl Palmer's.
Carl.
Down there just below Preston Mountains.
Okay, yeah.
So
next door to David Jensen.
My question is where does the landowner come into this?
That's what I tried to call you today.
Yeah.
We need to get his permission if he's the landowner, so he needs to buy off on it, right? To the lease.
Yeah.
The lease.
Or he has to at least have a 5-year lease or something before we approve that, don't we?
Right.
So if you can't get hold of the landowner, then. Hold off.
I'd say
it's not complete.
I'd say we need a little bit more information before we approve this. Would be my suggestion. Unless somebody else has more information.
Getting to take
just trying to get more information.
Culinary out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, change the culinary so that we don't get blindsided by something.
And then the landowner will have to agree to the terms,
and it has to come with a lease too, because
right.
We're not going to dump that money into that.
How much money is it?
It's
almost 16,000.
Oh, okay.
Can I say something to that though?
Please.
To Carl Palmer. I've heard from two or three different people the last couple of years when he did some work on the well a couple of years ago, but Carl, the owner, was pretty upset. Carl Palmer's got a boy that wanted to build a house and do a culinary well and stuff, but anyway, Carl can't get out from under the lease or something. Carl Palmer was pretty upset what Brad was doing.
Maybe this
he may not want it.
So what do you think he's going to say when Tice gets hold of him tomorrow? Maybe he's in the Bahamas.
I'm not even going to start.
Where does Carl live? You guys know?
Hurricane.
Okay. I did leave
because Nancy may be opposed to it.
Well, I ain't I don't.
Just hold off for a month.
Just tell him we need to have it worded different.
Yeah, worded different, and then something from the landowner.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to talk to Carl.
Yeah, tell him that. What
he wants to do.
So I put you in a bad spot to tell him no, but that's what I think we should do.
I send a conflict of interest. The day I got hired, I won't work with this guy, so.
Okay.
Yes. I've got to call into Carl.
He's trying to get
me. So wait, so the well has been drilled? Carl did.
If you read the top of that second page, it's already been drilled.
So then where is the money going?
I think maybe pump and electrical, maybe.
It's, what does it say in there? I was trying to decipher first.
He's already drilled the well, but he needs to. So yeah, it sounds like he needs the electrical and probably the motor and the panel and stuff.
It sounds like it's just for electrical to get it going.
So maybe Carl paid for the, because I mean that was like over, how much was that?
So
that's a lot of money.
So on that with an Ardo bowl. He doesn't, so Carl would have to put up the property.
Well,
as collateral.
As collateral.
Yeah.
So well, that can be taken off the property.
He's just got to have a lease that, that the lease that
landowner
Rad is going to get a loan on the land. So yeah, he's put up some.
Rad would put up his own property.
That kind of that small of a loan you could put up chattel, which is you know it doesn't have to be a piece of ground.
Yeah.
That's a pretty small loan.
Yeah.
True.
Anything less than $30,000, they'll take what they call chattel.
Yeah, if you open up now.
I think first thing you've just got
a little bit.
But it looks like it could just
change
be
the wording.
Oh. If it's just a pump and a panel.
It's just a pump and a panel.
You can just out and leave. I'm done. And then
that's still yours, buddy.
That's okay.
Yeah, that'll be my. Anybody else? No, you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Need to purchase
something
in the system and get it
installed.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
This is up to the board. I can't listen.
Okay. Well, the board suggests we need further information. Some more information from the landowner, and then clarification on culinary.
So we need to make a motion to table this for
a month. Okay. I'll make a motion we table this for next month.
Okay, and I guess while I'm still up, I got the invoice for the Utah Arizona Strip Range and Livestock Workshop about getting Temple Grandin here to come talk for $200.
We've already approved that.
You approved
right?
That, so I finally got
it's
that.
In your minutes.
I finally
yeah.
got
yeah, that. Yeah, it was in the minutes. I remember that. We're only paying 10%, so that's all right.
There you go.
Oh, so, I need to make you an invoice too, huh?
Just write a check and send it to the mailing address there.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
No,
okay.
I think it's a sheet. I've met her before.
Temple Grandin?
Yep. Yeah. Temple Grandin.
She has a movie.
Yeah.
Movie?
Yeah.
She's the star?
She's
the
star?
She was at the Soil Health thing a couple of years
it's
ago,
a good
too.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
She
was?
Cool. Or no.
She was
the Hay Symposium. One of them.
The cattlemen had her here.
She designs livestock systems so that it's less stressful for the livestock.
Yeah, very. Yeah, she's got a touch of autism, which actually adds to her skills.
Her son is autistic, so I can. They have skills. I can assure you of that.
Far exceed.
Yes. He knew how to use a pair of pipe cutters when he was 5 years old.
Wow. That's a little scary.
Yeah, he flooded my basement because he cut our water main before the shutoff valve.
Oh.
So I was saying some very choice words outside in the yard trying to get the stupid manhole cover to shut
that's
it off
right.
outside.
Shut the main. You understand?
Yes, they have skills.
Okay, that's all yes. I've got for Ardle.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay, Q2 reimbursement.
Oh, quarter two reimbursement. Oh. Yep, I will be filing that, and I have in. I think I have all the invoices that I need. So, and you guys will be signing your SARA forms because I have to submit those. So, yep.
Okay, self-evaluation.
Yes, I have the questionnaire.
Uh-oh.
What?
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You look all right.
You okay?
Yep.
We're good.
I'm good.
Self-evaluation? I can smell
there's a lot
cooking.
Of questions.
I think we ought to table that one until the next
okay.
Do you
okay
need to
in
have
in
that to get to...
They'll just be hollering at me because they said they looked for it in February. So maybe it's the end of February.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll still be okay.
Okay, sounds good. I brought it. I was prepared just in case.
Helm Ty says it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you can blame
I will say the boss said it was fine.
That self-evaluation is between us and dinner, so.
That's what I know. Yep. And, you know, it's a learning curve for me. So next time I will bring it to the December meeting and not the January one.
Perfect.
There you go.
Okay. Same with fraud risk assessment. You want to table that on next one?
Skip.
All right. Perfect.
Do we need to make a motion for any of that?
No, we'll just do it in the next one.
We're going to have a long meeting then, huh?
Well,
sorry.
She'll read fast.
Yes. I'll get my auctioneer's voice going on.
There you go.
Okay, I have no mail. Do you have any?
I don't.
Okay, I don't have nothing. Anybody else have anything?
They do have there is a hay symposium coming up. You guys know about that?
February 5th and 6th.
The tour is of our county, so that's pretty cool.
So what's the dates on the hay symposium?
Do you want
to
know?
5th and 6th of February.
Who's putting it on?
It's
usually Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau and Extension.
5th and 6th and 6th and 7th.
It'll be down in St. George?
It's moved to the 5th and 6th.
Okay, so. Brandon, I don't know Mark's been to it.
The tour is on the 5th and the symposium's on the tour is on Wednesday and the symposium's at Thursday, Friday, right?
Okay, right. That makes more sense.
It's just cut down to one day.
Which is Thursday.
Thank
you. I think.
I'm always providing you with pens.
So the tour's on.
Well, you said that when you called, and I did a check sign.
He can't hear you. I can't hear you now.
It's on the 25th. I mean, normal 5th.
Normal 5th, 25th.
And then the symposium's on the 6th in St. George.
But the tour is up in our county?
Yep.
Who's over that? You?
Mark.
You are?
Mark Nelson?
Yep.
Mark Nelson. I guess you?
All in favor?
Love those things. Yeah, really. Wait a minute, I'm here. I can decline that. That's why you got to show up to the meeting. Right?
Yeah.
So that means that would be the first Wednesday of the month. Do we want to put our meeting to the next Wednesday so we can make the tour, or still have it on that Wednesday?
I can't do it the next Wednesday. It's the National NACD meeting in Salt Lake.
Are you going to that, Brad?
No.
He just knows
I thought you was getting excited about that.
No, I had something else that conflicts with that. I don't remember what it is. You got it here somewhere.
I will say, instead of a crop school, we're using the hay symposium to fill that need. So we won't be having a crop school this year, but we're still planning on doing something with soil education.
We do have a big grant for Soil Health Day. We thought maybe do in the spring, like you talked about.
Combine that with somebody else that said IFAs or something. Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Does anybody know anything about the stuff tomorrow? The Red Acres, has anybody talked to them? Do you?
Is she doing her dinner tomorrow?
It's their
annual
to
dinner.
Food.
Farm to fork.
Sounds like
just like me. I put the cart first.
Something about the table.
I think we kicked in a little money for that, didn't we,
I think so. Yeah.
So the dinner's tomorrow. They have a full conference Friday and Saturday, as well as the a huge Utah farmers market Saturday. It's open to the public.
Thank
you.
I've got some guy from Utah State, Quaid. Does anybody know Quaid?
He's from the Department of Ag.
Quaid. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Quaid Fountain?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here doing something at my place tomorrow with the no-till drill, I thought.
Yep.
Nobody knows more than
Jake.
Jake doesn't know either. We've already talked about it.
Quaid told me yesterday I need to take it up to the Heritage Center.
Oh, Heritage Center.
We can do that too.
And then you said you want your farm, so.
Well, maybe.
I have wheels, we'll travel.
But don't you need the tractor to fold it out?
Tice can blow on the hydraulic hose real hard.
That I want to watch.
Or suck you in, depending
on
what.
Make sure you get out of field so we can put it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to handle it.
Yeah. I need you to come unfold the drill for me.
And then you can put it back.
Yeah.
I think that's part of their pre-tour tour. That they had options. You could make cheese or go learn about soil health or...
Okay.
So, is Tony right. Richards coming too? Or
we'll
not?
See what happens. See who shows up. Just spent half the day cleaning the shop. If they don't show up,
they're out. We don't do it again.
No.
Okay, so.
All right, carry on.
We need to. What else? Anything else?
Anything from you?
You guys?
All right.
Jennifer?
We need to meet on the 22nd, and we meet with the commissioners on the 13th to put the three species on the county list. It's really exciting.
Which ones? The
mullein, the burdock, and hoppers.
Oh, cool.
And Paul Nelson is so excited. He's got two huge handfuls of hoppers he's bringing into the commission. Do you guys
hear that? Right?
Just to promote it.
Yeah, because he says they're not telling him no.
You can throw it on somebody's shirt.
I'm not sure what he's going
to
do.
Just to see.
You
better watch it.
Preferably not.
It can go any direction.
And that
22nd,
we're at.
So the 13th is the commissioner meeting, and the 22nd is the weed board meeting, and that's at the Heritage Center.
Burdock, mullein, and
at 1-2. 1-2 is our.
They're putting on the list. Is it burdock on top of it?
Amber, repeat those three. They're trying to.
Cockabers, mullein, and then another one.
Murdoch. You better be prepared.
Murdoch's
delicious. So, well, that's going to be on the county list, and the reason why I'm doing that is for the farmers, so that way I can try to help get some funding, so that way they can come get the chemical for it. So, because I'll have to, when spray season time comes, if it's. There while I'm spraying the state weeds, I'm good to go, but I can't stop spraying the state weeds just to go spray the county. So it's kind of
to help, especially with grants and stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you think of how many acres have mullein on it, yeah.
Garfield County had the same thing with rabbit brush. That's why they listed it in Garfield County so they could actually get money to treat it. So.
I do have one thing. So Trent Gleaves was asking me about grasshopper bait. We need to get going on some grasshopper bait.
What's that gal's name? Megan. She does all the grasshopper stuff, right?
Maggie.
Maggie. But do we need to order some?
You can. We've done it.
I don't know. The last year. Oh, no.
We didn't order any yet?
Well, I'll bet we only have like...
Well, we're pretty close to that.
Yeah, about 12, 15 bags.
Well, a while back we said we'd order some in January, February, March, when it was cheaper. Okay. Because as soon as May and June hit, surprise me.
Right. I remember talking about the fall, and I thought we'd order some.
Mm. So I can get some prices if we want to do that again.
So Trent's got a price on 50-pound bag, 8%.
$90 for 80 pounds? For 50 pounds. With an 8%.
What was the stuff we got before?
The stuff we got last year, we were charging $40 a bag, and it was $82 from IFA as a bulk order. We got two pallets or three pallets.
That, like
what percentage?
Well, 50%.
I thought it was 12%.
Is it 12?
I thought it was 12%, and it was a 40-pound bag instead of a 50-pound bag.
It seemed like it was considerably better. I don't remember the specifics, but there's one of those doing. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That's another thing we ought to look forward to doing.
Okay.
So I had some WRI projects I was going to bring to you guys, but I chose to get you guys to fork or table to fork or whatever instead of farm to fork. So next month I'll bring some WRI projects here and see if I can get some support and then potentially some financial support if the county or the board's willing to put a little money towards some of these projects.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
All
right.
So let's go eat.
Mike, you got anything for NRCS?
I'm good.
Yep.
What about, I guess we need to schedule our next meeting.
Or 30%.
Oh,
this is
the snowpack.
Is that okay?
Let's not talk about what we already know.
Northern Utah's been at 60 inches.
You might have some more Russell
sleeve. So, what's our meeting?
You'll be at the Haitian Symposium, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
I've got to look at my schedule for
that. Maybe that second Wednesday might work for me.
What's the second week?
I got this. Oh, he's got it. Yeah. My better half.
12th.
Assistant clerk.
That works.
You're welcome, Mark.
That works. I'll start paying Stan, too.
I'm cheaper than Katie, probably. So. No, it's pretty, though.
That's the farm show.
Oh, the Tulare Farm Show?
No, I can't afford to go there.
Way too much. It becomes expensive.
Yes.
Gotta have one of those.
Yes. You see too many leads. Oh, I'm going to have one.
I'll
make the motion.
I'll second that. Sometimes it'll go 50, 60 feet long, and sometimes it'll go right.
You did buy one?
We bought one. They promised the 8% kill first time.
And if you guys could put October on there, they got put on in the last one.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
What are we doing? The
meeting going to the best. Is
the meeting
down there?
What we're doing on our stuff? Are we doing the meeting time at dinner too? Is that part of our meeting?
Any day is fun to listen to.
Are we just doing a half hour here? Where's Tice? Hey, Tice. What are we doing time-wise tonight? Meeting and dinner?
Yeah, just put it all down.
So probably,
one meeting.
A couple hours?
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours on it? All right.
Might as well get the benefit of the
doubt. In case you didn't hear, put October's on there as well, because I got put on quarter one. I got in trouble for it.
Cody, what's the acres on the grill?
Yeah, what's the first Wednesday in October?
Hey,
10, 5. Yeah, mine doesn't kill through either. Something's wrong with mine.
They pissed. I want to say $12.89.
You guys are getting
$12.70. Soda money. Remember, Brad called it soda money.
We need to make a motion to adjourn, too.
We did.
Oh, you did?
We're not making the motion to adjourn until the meeting's over, but yeah.
October 2nd.
Yeah, the 2nd.
10-2.
Yeah, 10-2.
Tonight,
Gabriel's got almost 1,300
acres. You have this tonight.
Is it 1,300?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
That's good.
Nice to meet
you. Oh. Well, Tice has some glasses. Maybe you can borrow his.
Can we see those glasses again? We're quite a group.
I have a pair.
I don't know why I got these. He's got the only pad.
Someone likes them. Mine's out in the truck, so I had to steal candy.
It's mine.
That's what I said.
It's turning into the community pen.
It's purple. That looks too much like a pen.
Jake's over here holding out on the pen.
I don't know when we're supposed to. I don't know.